It's Helping Hand. Airs Fridays on HBR One Station statewide, part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered. Then it appears online at hawaiipublicradio.org. That's where all of our Helping Hand segments and resources are archived. Every week, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and to people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are thrilled to be welcoming back a very special program that you may have heard around this time last year, I guess it was, on Helping Hand, but you may have also heard on All Things Considered on our community calendar, and that's Grand Cares Hawaii. According to their website, Grand Cares Hawaii, project of UH Manoa and Colorado State University, teaming up to support vulnerable grandparents who are raising grandkids. And it's the idea is to basically provide them access to resources and information to make that journey easier and more productive. They've got programs underway in Hawaii, and they're they have programs underway now in Hawaii, and they are expanding, we're going to hear. And we'll hear how we can support them as we welcome our guest, Heather Greenwood Junkermeyer. Heather, welcome back. And what's your official title relating to all this?
I am the program coordinator, and I'm also an extension agent in the Department of Family and Consumer Science.
And it's great to have you back on. And
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. And since this is probably likely a new concept to some of the folks listening, although quite a few may have heard of you guys on the community calendar or some previously when you were on. So explain to the general public who's listening, explain what Grand Cares is and how it functions.
Okay, great. So grand families are any family that a non-parent is raising a family member. So it's grandparents who are raising grandchildren or aunties and uncles who are raising their nieces or nephews. And a lot of times these grand families have a lot of needs. And so one of the best things that we can do for these grand families is to give them the help and support that they need so they can continue doing this great work. We know that when children stay with family members rather than going into the foster care system, they do better academically, they have fewer run-ins with the law, they have better behavioral outcomes. And so we just want to support these families so that the children and the adults have the things that they need, and everyone stays connected and within their family.
As for who it's appropriate for, Heather, is it basically appropriate for any grandparent raising grandkids, or is there a certain segment of that audience you're looking to serve?
We actually have three parts to the program, and it's a little bit longer answer than just a yes or no. So what we wanted to do is have a systems-based approach. If we just offer programs for the grandparents, then the grandchildren don't receive additional supports either. So we have a six-week program for grandparents, and it's based off of a national program called Powerful Tools for Caregivers, and it focuses on reducing burnout and stress that's related to being a caregiver, including raising grandchildren. And so for that, the target audience is any grandparent who's raising a grandchild or, you know, the relatives raising nieces, nephews, and so forth. So the grandchildren's portion of the program is a 4-H program. It's actually the first 4-H program that's specifically designed for grandchildren being raised by their grandparents. And it's also a 6-week program. It's held in conjunction with the grandparent program. That is targeted to grandkids between the ages of 8 and 12. The grandparents can participate if they have grandchildren younger or older, but the grandchildren were really focusing on 8 to 12. So your question about whether we're just focusing on certain families, we welcome all of them. For grandparents who have kids between those ages 8 to 12, we encourage them to have their grandkids join the Grand Cares Youth Club. If they have grandchildren that are younger than that, we always have supervised activities for the grandchildren. If they have grandchildren that are a little bit older, we sometimes we'll include them in the youth club program as kind of mentors. And that's been a really good experience for the older kids. You know, 14, 15, they have a little bit more experience, and they can help some of the younger kids in the youth club with the activities. And so we try to open it up to the entire grand family, not targeting it to any specific age, but there are different programs depending on the ages.
That's a great explanation. And when you people hear it on the air, they can always hear that there's something. It starts with the dinner, and then there's the classes for the grandparents, and then the 4-H club for the 8-12, and then activities for the younger kids. Are there any costs to participate in this?
No. Thanks to funding, the program that is funding this project is called the Children, Youth, and Families at Risk Grant Program. It's part of USDA. And so all of it's free for everyone, and we just want people to come and to participate. And it's really great for the grandchildren to be around other families that look like theirs. Many of their friends are being raised by their parents, but they want to be around people that are also being raised by their grandparents. So it's been a really positive thing for these kids to feel like they're not alone.
No, there's a huge sense of inclusion is what you're talking about.
And the 4-H club also creates this feeling of inclusion, that they're part of something really great. And, you know, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be part of clubs. That was just a cool thing. And so it's a great way to help them feel like they're part of something really big.
And to help them with their socialization skills for later on in life, which is going to be critical because there's just so many people on the planet. You kind of got to deal with them, don't you?
Yes. And a lot of the topics that we cover in the Grand Cares Youth Club deal with life skills. So they learn about managing stress, communicating their needs or their feelings. They set weekly goals. They learn some leadership skills. And they learn about managing tough emotions, making tough decisions, all of these things that really do help them as they're growing up.
There is some exciting growth that is happening, too. You didn't give me all the heads up before we did the bit, but I know that you have some exciting news relating to Grand Cares and its expansion in the Aloha State.
Yes. So we started it out in Maui and on the Big Island, and as of January 1st, we will be expanding to Oahu, and so we will be implementing the grandparent program, the grandchildren program. We'll also be implementing the service provider program, and that is a quarterly webinar that is for service providers that are working with grand families, and it focuses on strengths-based strategies and approaches to help them. And so all three elements will be in place and open for when we expand to Oahu on January 1st.
What are some of the resources, now that we know about the program and how you're helping folks out and those sorts of things, flipping it around, in terms of resources that you guys are finding are most needed by the grandparents caring for grandchildren, or when you look at your program and think, we could be benefited by this, that, the other thing, what can we do to help?
There are actually quite a few things. I jotted them down before we talked. So one thing is that we're looking for agencies and organizations who want to join the initiative on Oahu, become a partner with us. And we're also we're looking for space. We want to hold these programs in an area that is easy for the grandparents to get to. We love UH Manoa, but it's hard to get on campus. So if there are organizations out there that have some space that we would be able to have a program, we would love to talk with you. We're also looking for experienced teachers who are interested in being trained and certified to help us facilitate the Grand Cares Youth Club. And that training, we're scheduling it for spring break because we are focusing on experienced teachers, so that will take place on March 18th and 19th. We're also looking for volunteers who would like to help us co-lead some of the grandparent classes, and that for certification training will be held on February 1st and 2nd on Oahu. So we're looking for people who are interested in getting involved at a variety of levels, whether it's offering space in their agency or at a church, or people who want to get trained and certified and help us implement these classes. If people want to just learn more, they can go to our website and look at the service provider webinars. Although it's focused on service providers, really it can be anyone who's interested in learning a little bit more about these incredible grand families who are doing incredible, just great work and keeping their grandkids safe.
And how about, are there donations people can make in terms of either cash or supplies?
We're always open to donations, so have them give us a call, and we would be delighted to help them figure out the best way to make their donation, how to make it go the farthest.
Because I can imagine a lot of people, some people have been in that situation, they may be touched by it, they want to support it, or others just know that it feels good hearing about this success. Well, let me tell people how to get in touch with you.
There are
a variety of ways. So you can reach our guest, Heather, via this email, heather8@hawaii.edu, and that's Heather and the number 8@hawaii.edu. You heard Heather mention you can read about it and learn online, check out the webinar. Well, here are the websites that work. Facebook.com/GrandCaresHawaii. There's also GrandCares.blogspot.com and GrandCares.colostate.edu, and that's colostate.edu as in Colorado State. You can get in touch with them by phone, 808-244-3242, extension 226. And all the contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, all of our previous Helping Hand guests, all waiting for you at hawaiipublicradio.org. And what else did we not cover that's important to get out there while you're seizing the airwaves here in the Aloha State?
One thing, if you know a grand family, encourage them to contact us. A lot of times, grand families are so overwhelmed with a lot of their responsibilities that they may not be listening to this. And so reaching out to your neighbor who is helping to raise their grandchild and letting them know that there are resources available to support themselves and their grandchildren, that would be wonderful.
That's fantastic. And again, your title, Heather?
I'm the project director for Grand Cares, and I'm also an extension agent with UH Manoa, and I'm in the Department of Family and Consumer Science.
It's Heather Greenwood Junkermeyer. All those wonderful things she's doing. Plus, on top of that, Heather, you're our guest here on Helping Hand.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate it. Thanks for doing what you're doing, and stay in touch with us, and always let us know, and we can have you back on and support your wonderful mission.
Great. Thank you.